It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say. It's alright.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. This is the 3rd of January, 2022. That's right. 1/3 of January have already gone by. And 1/3 of the year 2022 has gone by. In fact, 1/3 of the existence of the universe have already gone by. It's amazing. Keep your clocks open, kids. Yes, new offers coming every day. Wait a minute. Let me get back to what I'm doing here. I'm sorry. I'm back here. Not that those tuning in would necessarily know I was gone, but I've only done three podcasts since July. Three. And guess what today is? January 3rd. I keep doing everything in threes. Maybe I should say everything in threes. No, I won't do that, I promise. But anyway, we're starting, as they always say, a new year. And it is a time for reflection and a time to look forward to where you are going, making goals, making hopes and dreams, a pathway toward them, a trail, a way to get along in life. Because you must do that. Don't. As I always have said many times here, there's no such thing as living in a moment. As soon as you say the word moment, you say mo. Once that mo is passed, that's already history. When you get to mint, now you get to the T, and you're, again, mint is in history. So by the time you start mo, go through that word, mint. You're now basically created the past and the future all at the same time. Every single word that I've been saying, every single second that's going by here is becoming part of the future and the past all at the same time. So there is no such thing as a moment. You can't live in a moment because moments don't exist. Especially when you realize that man has lived in a very small, much tinier than that even, a tiny little piece of all time. All time spanning as far back as you can see, if you can see that far. If you can, you got some pretty good glasses. But that little teeny speck that you're in, right, we're in, you and I guess we're in the same universe at the same time. I don't know. I may be speaking other dimensions. Never really thought about that before. Well, I apologize. I only speak about things on the planet Earth. So that little teeny speck of time that you're in, that little teeny bitty teeny time, that is, it's going by very quickly. And frankly, well, we're really not all that significant. We're here, we're gone. Others come, others go. The leaves fall, the wind passes. Critters come and go. Don't forget all the squirrels. There's all kinds of things constantly happening. And you can't live in a moment because you're acting like it's just you. Might, and must you be so arrogant? Who cares about you? Now, I'm sure there are some folks who do care about you. But in the grand scheme of things, you're a blip in time, come and gone. You, as a human, or as any kind of sentient being, should be trying to make goals and working toward trying to reach to the best you can possibly be, whatever that may be. For example, for the squirrels that are listening, you're trying to get as many acorns as you possibly can, or nuts, or you know, possibly knocking over a fruit stand for whatever they may have. Whether, of course, you're looking for the fruit, not the cash, as the human would. Well, unless, of course, you're an entrepreneurial squirrel. And you may be that, trying to open up an agency or some sort of giant conglomerate that you're going to take over the world with. But there are not a lot of squirrels who do that. But you may be a different squirrel. I mean, nothing against that. You must reach for the best you can be, and you must do it all the time. You don't live in a moment. You look back. A backward glance over your shoulder, as Paul Harvey used to say. And then you look to your future, because everything you're doing should be leading to those ends. And eventually that end will be the end of your life, as whatever that may be. But you must reach it. You must work toward it. Every second, every move you make, this I'm doing here. And I did not do one of these here three since July. And my friend Genevieve was asking me about such things, and I do a podcast. And she said, oh, I didn't know that. So I said, oh, yes, but I've rather bumbled through it here recently. And so I am back because I said to Genevieve, I would be back to doing this. And so here I am. Because this, I apparently I've talked to my friend Steve Orth, who may be listening, and Genevieve too. Hello. Apparently, I don't know if this adds or subtracts or does anything, but hopefully it gives a little bit of guidance to some ideas. I'm just a trickle of thoughts amongst a gabillion other ones out there, and it's up to you to discern that. Weigh, consider, take, throw out, pack away, put it in a package, put some ribbon around it, put some stamps on it, mail it to somebody on another side of the planet, and see if they can make any use of it, if the Postal Service ever gets it there, of course. But that's something else entirely. Anyway, you today should be thinking about where you've come from, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. Try to plan things out the best you can. Have, as Mr. Orth has a number of great ideas of what he wants to do and things he wants to accomplish, and I want to help him. And same with Genevieve or anybody. I'm helping quite a number of people right now try to achieve various dreams and goals. I'm just doing it. I'm just volunteering, as I tend to do all the time. Anyway, I want folks to try to do the best they can. And if any of us can help, we should do that. We should add to that and aid that and see how we can help each other. And I don't mean just humans, squirrels too. For the squirrels listening, squirrels should be helping us too. So if you're going by a tree and you see a squirrel up on the tree, say, hey, pal, come on down and give me a hand with this package I'm carrying. And if they don't, that's really, really not good. He's not helping at all into the all overall generation of life across the entire universe. And you can wag your finger at him all you want. 10 to 1, he wags a finger back or a tail. Anyway, so you should be writing down some ideas and things you want to do if you haven't already. And you should be working toward those right this second. Right this second. You should be looking, whatever you're doing, whatever it may be, should be all adding up to something that's going to help you tomorrow, 10 years from now, 30 years from now, if you're lucky to live that long, or if you're lucky to live 1 year, or tomorrow for that matter. We're only around here for a little bit, kids, so do the best you can with what you got and try to work together with folks. It's a good idea. I believe, of course, I'm only saying things for you to weigh and consider. You could toss all this out the window as far as I'm concerned, but hopefully this is of some help, of some use. All right, right now I'm not getting into any real politics. The next ones I'll get into more of the political realm, but I thought I'd just make a little reflection as we begin still another century, year, whatever, day, hour, month. So good luck to you all. If I can help, let me know. I always like to try to help folks, since I admit I have my hands in many, 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 many pots that I could usually help someone with something, some way, somehow. But thank you all for listening, being a part of things, as I often say. And I will talk to you all next time, whenever that is. But I am going to try to do at least one of these a week. At least one of these a week. Let's see how long that lasts. Let's see. We'll find out. If you don't hear from me, feel free to send me a message. By the way, feel free to send me a message with something you'd like to hear me talk about, or a question or ideas or whatever. If you have your own thoughts, let me know. And I'll throw my thoughts back in here just as something I may completely agree with you and say as such. But thank you very much for listening, be a part of things. And I will talk to y'all next time. And you all have a great week and day and hour and future and 30 years. And if you're in prison for 30 years, you make the best you can of that too. And if you're a squirrel, bring me some nuts sometime. Talk to y'all next time. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, sorry. I haven't done this in a while. There we go. It's all right. It's okay, doesn't really matter, rolling gray. It's alright, I say it's okay, listen to what I say.